Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is a pleasure to be here, pleasure to be back on the airwaves. Is that that's what we call them? And it is Friday, and I'm really excited. And I am joined by my co-host, as usual, our senior editor, Hillary Lee Wong. How are you, Hillary?
Hey, Alan. I'm doing good. Beautiful Friday. Looking forward to our chat.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So it's been a while since we've been on, and really, I'm happy to be back on, and definitely want to.
We need to clone ourselves.
We need to clone ourselves, right? We have day jobs too, which is basically running the network now. Which, and by the way, so I'm the you're listening to the Alan Levy Show, blogtalkradio.com/AlanLevy. You could find me at Twitter at Alan L. Levy, and Hillary, what's your Twitter handle there?
It's Hillary Wood, H-I-L-A-R-Y Wood, which was my bat mitzvah theme, coincidentally.
Okay. What, Wood?
No, Hillary Wood, like Hollywood, you know.
Oh, Hillary Wood. Oh, okay.
It was a long time ago. It was very clever at the time.
Yeah, Hillary Wood. Okay, right. Since you live right near Hollywood, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I get it. So how's things going? How's the network? It seems busy. I mean, right, you've had some big stars on in the last week or two.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on. It's more it's a challenge to see who we have to leave out of all this stuff now because there's just so much stuff coming in. So I actually have a blog post going up later about some highlights from the week. So that'll just be another good way to include some of these stars. We got the Soup Nazi was back this week. We had Donald Faison from Scrubs, another star, and Paris Hilton was back on yesterday talking about her new fragrance.
How did Paris Hilton go?
Good. I guess she and Brett are now BFF, and they they talk all the time. So I think she'll be back
often. We're going to have to tell our guest about Paris, about Brett Cohen and his the way he's made it into the New York Post on numerous occasions. But let's talk about today's show, which is. We're dedicating the show to Tiger Woods, who's been in the news quite a bit lately, and the tabloids. It's an amazing story, and I had to put my two cents in, but we needed someone with more authority. So why don't you introduce our guest, Hillary, and we'll get going.
Sure. All right, so our guest is Kelly Will. She's a journalist, a celeb reporter. She covers all the New York City gossip and the gossip beyond New York City, and she's a contributor to FoxNews.com. She interviews stars, and she also blogs at BlondeRules.com. So I'll put these URLs into the chat room, but we want to welcome Kelly to the show. So come on, Kelly.
Hi, Alan. Hi, Hillary. Thank you.
Sure.
Nice to meet you, Kelly. Great. Thank you for joining us and putting some perspective. By the way, anyone would like to call in live, you can dial 347-647-0649. Is that still
no,
the number,
No, you have a new dial-in. You got a new dial-in because you have
the
super special account. You have 866-691-7714. So I'll put that in the chat room, too. We have lots of guests. Maybe they're Kelly's friends tuning in.
Wonderful. So, Kelly, welcome to the show. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I love it. I'm hoping all of my Twitter followers are calling in right now. I'm sure they have lots of questions.
I hope so, too. I understand from John Havens, who is a mutual friend, that you are the person to know in the world of gossip. I mean, Perez Hilton's out there, but are you a close second to Perez or third?
That's a bold statement, but I'm very good friends with Perez, so maybe that also helps put me right up there. But I've been around for about 7 years in this industry, so once you've been around in the celebrity world for 7 years, you've pretty much met every single celebrity there is to know.
So tell us about how you got into it and into the celebrity business.
I actually had a very Devil Wears Prada type experience, if you will. I began my career as an assistant to a very well-known, important woman named Bonnie Fuller at Star Magazine.
Sure.
And Bonnie sort of mentored me a little bit, and she let me become an editor after I worked very hard for her for a little over a year. Became an editor at Star, and from there, I never looked back. I dove into the world of celebrity, and I've been interviewing celebs and writing gossip news stories ever since. So it's been it's been pretty fun. I've worked for the New York Times, the New York Post, the Daily News. I've had a pretty nice career so far, and now most of my work lives at Fox News under their entertainment section.
So how's the web changed? I mean, it's obviously transformed so many things. Tell me, how has it changed? I mean, you've been obviously most of your career is where you've been on the web, but now with Twitter and some of the social tools and access to talent, access to stars now, it's much easier. It would seem to be, unless it's not really, of course, them always, you know, doing their tweets, whatnot. But tell me, how's it changed the industry for you?
I mean, quite frankly, I really was hardly on the web at all until about 9 months ago. I had done a New York Times column on the web for the Sundance Film Festival, and that was really my first web experience. And I got a lot of play. That was about 2 years ago. But other than that, I was pretty much in print all the time. And, you know, the media world just completely changed under a year ago, and I had to change with it. So one of the first things I did was get a Twitter. And I found that just like in the real world, there is always room for celebrity news, and people love hearing celebrity news, even in 140 characters and less. So I was on Twitter all the time. I had my blog all the time, which was just sort of a representation of my work for my family, so they could kind of keep up with my exploits, because you can't, you know, call everybody every day and say, I went to an Alicia Keys concert last night and I interviewed her in Jay-Z's dressing room. It's not like the sort of thing that you just call people to tell them.
Did you
them.
Do
so
that?
I did. I did that on Monday night. So,
oh, wow. That's
exciting.
That's more of a
blog appropriate thing to use for my blog. So I had that as well. So I just built all that stuff up, and I started working on a little independent column at a place called BettyConfidential.com, which is a women's magazine online. And I had a friend at Fox News, and he had sort of said they were building up their entertainment division online. And all of a sudden, I found that almost all my work was online about 4 months ago, as opposed to a year ago, almost all my work was in print. So it has been a pretty drastic change in a year.
Yeah, I would say. So let me ask you a question. When you go in to meet with, you know, Alicia Keys, who's an amazing star, and, you know, their new song, New York, New York, is big, and that must have been exciting to see. First of all, how do you get access to that concert? I mean, do you apply as a press pass to the publicity agent?
You know
publicity
what, to be honest, after 7 years, I'm a lucky, lucky girl, because I have built up such a network of friends in the media industry. So publicists, so whether it's event publicists or personal publicists, I end up getting calls usually whenever there's a big event in New York. So, you know, there are probably about 4 big events this week in the city. So I usually do get an invite to those from someone involved with the event, whether it's a celebrity publicist or an event publicist. And then they sort of know what I'm looking for, and what I'm always looking for first and foremost is the opportunity to interview the celebrity, because, you know, for me, that's the greatest thing, getting to interview a celebrity that I've watched, that I've listened to their music. That's so much fun, and that is far a greater payoff than writing a tabloidy gossip story. Though the tabloidy gossip story gets many more readers.
Right, right.
It's more exciting for me to get a chance to do the interview, because there's just nothing like telling Alicia Keys that you listen to Empire State of Mind every single time you work out at the gym. You know,
right,
her reaction
right.
to that is so exciting, and being able to share my excitement as a fan.
Yeah, sure. And let me ask you a question. So would you be able to interview them, you know, using could you take an audio recording of them, or do they allow that?
They do. And, in fact, Alicia, I recorded completely via my flip cam, so I have that via audio.
Mm-hmm.
So I do try to record them that way as much as possible. Sometimes when it's over the phone, I don't. But, yeah, I definitely try to get a recording. Plus, you know, just for legal reasons, it's nice to save that recording once you go live on a website, just in case
right.
a celebrity says, I didn't say that.
Right.
I
yeah,
have
you
the
have,
audio
you have
to prove
it.
That
That's
you
the beauty of Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
We have
right.
all the audio evidence.
Everything is documented. No, so I was thinking, you know, even using our Cinch product, which, by the way, everyone, our listeners should check out cinchcast.com. And you can either go also go to the iPhone store, iTunes store, and check out Cinch and get the app. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. But you could really use the tool like that to do your interviews and then, you know, have it published quickly too. So it's another tool in the toolkit, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm quite excited about all the things I can do now with Blog Talk Radio while I'm interviewing celebrities.
Yeah, great. And of course, since now you know Hillary, our senior editor, she'll make sure that you've got a permanent mark right there on her homepage in the feature box. So.
Yes, yes. I know that I'm fully aware that I'm talking to the most powerful woman at Blog Talk Radio.
Right, exactly.
You flatter me so. Flattery will get you everywhere.
So let's get into now. Anyone, by the way, Tiger Woods, have any questions or comments about Tiger? We'd love to hear them. And they can, again, the call-in number is 866-691-7714, and it is live here, and feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. So tell me, so what's going on? We spoke earlier in the week, and you posted mm-hmm. some photos of Rachel. Is it Uchitel?
Yes. Uchitel right. is a good way to pronounce it. I think that's safe. Yes.
Okay. Safe. Okay, right, Uchitel. And so kind of they were, you know, actually a few people emailed me some Tiger pictures. You know, I'm a golfer. My golf buddies, of course, sending me the ones where he's got like a you know, the wedge wrapped around his head with his tooth out and all that other stuff.
Right.
But they were sending me some of the links to your site. So I thought that was cool. I was just speaking to you, and they were already circulating some of the images. So tell us what's the latest now and what's going on with Tiger?
All right. It's nonstop, and first and foremost, you know, I think a lot of people sort of want to just let it go because they like Tiger so much. They want it to be let go, and of course, Tiger is desperate for this to be dropped. He's so insulted that the tabloids care so much. I hate to tell him, but People magazine is hardly a tabloid, and he's on the cover of People this week. So now, going into Tiger, he has so many problems right now. So Rachel Uchitel, obviously, she is working with Gloria Allred, which as soon as somebody signs up with that, you know there's some serious drama that's going to be brought forward.
Right.
Gloria did manage to broker a deal, it seems like, with Tiger's lawyers for over $1 million. Not just $1 million, more than $1 million, which means Gloria will probably get a hefty chunk. And that silenced Rachel. There was going to be a press conference yesterday. It did not happen, and that's because his lawyers worked all night long, supposedly Wednesday into Thursday morning, with Gloria to just shut her up, stop it from happening. But unfortunately, websites have already gotten a hold of certain things from Rachel's friends, so what we do know is that Rachel has a whole slew of emails and text messages saved from Tiger, and I'm sure one day those will come out.
That's amazing. I didn't hear about this $1 million payout. That's awesome. Now, but there's another girl.
There's
another woman.
Payout, too. Isn't there
there's
a payout to his wife
more.
As well?
Well, we think. This is really questionable because, you know, getting inside, I feel her name is Elin. His wife's name is Elin, and I feel so bad for her. I mean,
yeah.
You don't wish this kind of crap on anyone, and this kind of tabloid scrutiny and regular news scrutiny, because it's on CNN, it's on Fox News, it's on MSNBC, it's on
Blog
ABC,
Talk.
5 p.m., it's on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, this is like scrutiny that you can't even imagine. So she's hiding out at home. My sources say that they are locked down on that Florida compound. I don't think they're living under the same roof. He has numerous houses on the compound, but he is trying to convince her to give him another chance, stay married, and if they stay married and for whatever reason he messes it up again, she's guaranteed a bonus of $5 million. The rumor is a bonus of $5 million on the prenup. So whatever she's
mm-hmm.
already getting, plus all of the child support, she will get an additional $5 million. So I'm guessing, you know, we're talking, she could probably walk away with $20 million if he cheats on her again, easily, with her eyes closed, without having to go to trial at all. Let alone
yeah.
if she takes him to court, I'm sure she could get more.
Wow.
And then the child support, that's not including child support. I mean, he has two children with her, so obviously to keep them living the life they've become accustomed, I mean, that would just be an absurd amount of money per year. So, I mean, for her, financially, Elin is set, but honestly, this is not the kind of life she would have ever wanted. So
what makes it so fascinating is that, as we said, we really knew so little about her, and that Tiger also tried to keep their whole marriage and their whole romance really, really private, which is why I think this is extra fascinating for everyone rather than a celeb who's, like, really exposed, don't you think?
Oh, it definitely. That's a huge part of it. And another part of it is that, you know, in that vein, he worked so hard to cover it up and to pretend like he was this great idol, this perfectly wonderful man, this good father. I mean, he really worked hard to put that image of being a good father and husband out there. I mean, the kids, Elin always came to all the tournaments with the kids so that there were photos of the family after, you know, he'd win or he'd get second place. I think that for him to have been dabbling with different women, it's not like he had this grand love affair with one woman. This is clearly probably some kind of addiction. Tiger probably has a problem, I would say. Mm-hmm. Pretty safe.
A Californication problem.
Yes.
Exactly. Or sex addiction, which is really,
yeah,
which is
a serious,
really big
a
right
serious
now.
Serious addiction, and he would need to get help. I mean, the kind of women that he's going after are not the kind of women that you have this wonderful love affair that's totally separate from your marriage and, you know, you just turn to this woman because you truly fell in love with her. That's
yeah,
really
they're a little
nice
on the trashy.
Yeah, it's very risky. These women are, like, on the edge. I mean, they're out there. They're, you know,
I mean,
they're on VH.
They're
what
women
about the
that
second
are
lady?
Up with multiple celebrities. You know,
right.
all the women are tied to, like, the second lady, like you just said, Alan, Jamie Grubbs. She's from
Yeah, tell
Los
me about
Angeles.
Her.
Okay, I can really tell you about her, unfortunately.
And how much did she get?
Well, Jamie's a waitress, I believe. She worked or works at Stone Rose, which is a bar in right outside of Beverly Hills in Hollywood. And that bar happens to be owned by Cindy Crawford's husband, Randy Gerber. And I'm not going to lie, I've done a lot of work over on them over the years from my early, early days at Star with him and cheating scandals and things. And it's just a bad situation. He is best friends with George Clooney. The two of them, it's like a boys' club. They promote naughty behavior. That's all I'm going to say about it. They promote naughty behavior, and it's just a terrible sign that she works at Stone Rose for him because, you know, those girls are out there with all these cute Hollywood guys, and it's sort of, you know, it's almost like you know, a little chink in, I just got another bauble from so-and-so. Oh, so-and-so gave me this. It's not
weird
about passionate love affairs. It's a little superficial, and I find it a little bit more than gross. Totally disappointing to hear this comes out of Tiger's.
Now, she had the voicemails of his, right? I mean, didn't she have some really...
And the text
That's when it came out.
The voicemail, he called Jamie to say, can you change your phone number?
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
So that your phone, when your phone calls my phone, it doesn't show your name. And that is, that's not like the easiest thing to do. I'm sure most of us have never even considered going into the phone company service and saying, I need my number to be pre-labeled so that it says unavailable or unidentified number. I mean, it's not like the average everyday thing that the everyday person is doing. So he had the gall to leave a voicemail on her phone saying, please call your service and make sure that your name is not going to come up when you call me because my wife will see it.
Yeah, it's unreal.
And she will call you.
It just seems
so
a little bit like a boy that got in trouble, don't you think, Alan? That's what it seems like.
It's just he's so composed on the golf course that to read this, I mean, again, I don't know how for the life of you could pull out of a driveway so fast where you actually bang into a tree like that, or, I mean, the initial, you know, and I don't know, the airbag didn't open up, but, I mean, the other, you know, that she pulled him out, you know, through the back of the Escalade. I don't know, was that what it was? I mean, the whole thing was so fabricated. And now this thing with the voicemail, and he's telling her to do this, that. It's like he's a possessed guy. It's bizarre.
It's completely bizarre, and it's like we're seeing this whole other Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing. It's like, well, now we're seeing the Dr. Jekyll side, because all along we've been seeing, you know, for all these wonderful years, especially when his father was alive, we saw this great Tiger Woods. He was such an idol, an icon. He had so many great endorsements. You know, it's just so shocking to see this other side of a man that we really put up on a pedestal. And that's why, unfortunately for him, this story is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. I mean, he worked to put himself up there.
Yeah.
And
particularly
now,
the
post,
what he did after. And and now this lady, the second one, Janice?
Jamie.
Jamie. I mean, that's – now, has she gotten any money yet? Is that out there or no?
I don't think that she's been silenced. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, she's not been silenced. Now, she's making plenty of other money selling text messages
the story.
And emails.
Yeah.
And her general story. I mean, there's always money to be found.
Now, you don't pay. You guys don't – what's your role?
No.
You don't do that, right?
No.
You're just reporting on stuff.
They
no,
got the scoop.
Yeah, we're just sort of reporting on the news. And plus, that's part of what my role is there, is to get the story without having to pay anyone else to do it. They're paying me to get the story myself. So.
And
I have a question, Kelly,
yeah.
Because with all these affairs, it seems like this Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing, do you think that his wife knew about this on some level, and that, you know, for her it was kind of this thing that she had to turn a blind eye to all along? Do you get the impression that she knew about this stuff, at least some of it?
I think it's really hard to say. I can't honestly say that I have a lot of sources, like, within the home that can tell me what was really happening within the home, and that's okay, because that's really just almost too much information for anyone. But my impression from what has happened is that she had an inkling. I don't think that
mm-hmm.
she really had any idea, but I do think that she had an inkling, and I think there had probably even been a small discussion of it, like, you better never do this again. If you do this again, I will wring your neck. And I sort of get the impression that what happened on Thanksgiving was that she kind of, like, caught him again. And
mm-hmm.
that's what led to this whole thing. And, you know, I mean, no matter what he might say in press releases and statements about how he wants his life to be private, his behavior does not prove that point. Behaving
yeah.
in the way that he did with multiple women, not just one, and probably not even two, and, you know, we don't even know how many there really could be, but I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, Tiger, but you almost wanted to be caught. Like, this is pretty crazy. You were just really, really taking a chance here, because I'm sorry, no woman, good, bad, ugly, beautiful, no woman is ever going to be okay, especially if you scorn them. And now in this day and age, when you can save anything for proof, including emails and texts, Twitters, I mean, the world is, you know, the world is your oyster as far as reprinting any materials. I mean, it's just crazy to me, these voicemails coming out, the text messages.
Yes,
you know,
it's a whole different era.
Like you,
that's
you,
what I was going to say. I mean, do you get the impression, because to me, it reminds me a little of, you know, the Bill Clinton years, where it seems like this compulsion that's totally risky, in a sense that the way he was conducting himself, if even some of these things are true, which due to some of the evidence, it seems like it has to be, it seems like maybe he wanted to get caught on some level.
I think that he's never going to admit that, but I absolutely think that that's a huge, huge factor, is that somewhere inside of him, he did want to get caught, because there's really no way of getting out of this on the path that he was going. I mean, it was
mm-hmm.
just going to escalate and get worse. You know, you're not going to suddenly do a 180. In some way, he had to want to be caught. I mean, it's shocking.
Will he be on 60
Minutes?
I'm still
shocked a week later.
Will he be on
60
Minutes?
Yeah, we have
some
questions from the chat room.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alan.
No, go ahead. What was the question?
No, that was one of the questions. Do you think that Tiger and Elon plan to do a news conference or something on 60 Minutes in the future?
You know, I think we won't see Elon for a very long time talk about it. I don't think that she's probably going to be at an emotional place where she could. she's got, I mean, their youngest child is like 8 months now.
Yeah.
8 months. I mean, she's got so much to worry about in her own family. She can't handle, she's not going to be able to handle that kind of publicity for a while.
And, Jack, did you see the, I'm sure you did, since this is your business, but the quote from Jasper Parnevik?
Yeah.
That's remarkable. I mean, I got to tell you something. I mean, Jasper Parnevik's a golfer, a pro golfer, based out of Sweden.
He's Swedish.
He introduced Tiger to, it was his nanny. And, you know, Tiger is the number one golfer in the world by far. And here he is going in and saying, this is just a guy's just idiot, and I can't believe he did it, and he's a fool. I mean, you know, so it's one thing to kind of express remorse and he's sorry to hear it, but he was pretty aggressive in the quotes that I read.
Yeah, and he said, like Nike, just don't do it.
Today he says, I have lost all respect for him, primarily as a man and a father. Oh, my God. I mean, how hurtful is that?
Yeah, there's something deeper going on than, you know, than this. I mean, it's bad, right? And it is embarrassing for him, and I'm sure he feels bad. But if he's using, you know, Nike's tagline, just don't do it, wow. I mean, that's aggressive.
Well, and even I think, it's just all bad. And I will say this, I did one major story on Tiger this week on Fox News, and it revolved around one of my sources actually seeing Tiger last summer coming out of a hotel room with another woman, and he had tight security. It was like the Secret Service, he said, earpieces in their ear, black suits, and it was clearly their job to make sure the hallway was clear. Well, the source happened to be staying in the same hallway of suites that Tiger was in, and so he sort of like caught Tiger coming out, and the source just said, you could just tell Tiger was furious that this huge security team that he's hired to make sure he can get in and out of hotels, in and out of restaurants, in and out of anywhere he wants to go with the woman on the side, you know, they were paid a fortune to make sure he was protected. And so here I have a witness this week coming forward that says, I didn't really think that much of it last summer when I saw it, but now I really understand why he seems so upset about all of the, you know, the chance of this getting out, because here he was probably doing it all the time with different women. And
it was only a matter of time. I mean, it really was only a matter of time. We have another question from the chat room about your job. Specifically, Celia wants to know if as a reporter on Gossip and Celebrities, you feel like you're held to the same physical appearance criteria as women in Hollywood are, or if there's some pressure to conform to those things.
That's actually a great question. I actually do feel that way, especially living in New York. If you live in New York or Los Angeles, I think as a woman you're held to different standards no matter what. I'm from the Midwest. I'm actually calling you guys from Indiana right now.
Where?
Elkhart, Indiana.
Okay. My son's in Bloomington.
Yeah, I graduated from IU.
Yeah, so do my son.
So I luckily have that grounding, but being in New York for almost 8 years, you definitely are held to a different standard of being a woman. And I'm very tall. I'm 6 feet without high heels. I'm not a skinny mini. I'm in shape. I run 4 miles a day. But you can't even imagine. It definitely is. And you get photographed. You're not a celebrity, but you're sort of a semblance of a celebrity once you've been hanging out with celebrities and partying with them. And you get pulled onto the red carpet sometimes, and you get photographed. And it definitely is. I used to have to put on an almost like a costume when I would go out. You know, the hair had to be right. The makeup had to be right. The dress had to be right. The heels had to be right. I've reached another level now where I'm pretty comfortable with who I am. And I think I look pretty cute no matter what. But definitely there is, you do sort of acclimate yourself to a little bit of your own celebrity lifestyle. It's not nearly that intense, but there is a scrutiny there.
Wonderful.
Interesting.
Kelly, it's been a great time. Our half hour is up. Our show's over and it's winding down. So I want to thank you for joining us. And we hope to definitely see you and listen to you on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to we'll follow up. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Hillary.
So you've been joined Kelly Will, Fox Entertainment, FoxNews.com, right? So that's where.
Yes.
And where's your blog again, Kelly?
Well, tweet me at Miss Will,
okay.
MissWill, and you can always read all of my work at entertainment.blogs.foxnews.com or at blonderules.com.
Perfect. Well, thanks again. And everybody, thank you. Have a great week. It was a pleasure joining you and Hillary. Until the next time, we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks. I'll play us out. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Have a good
Bye.
Weekend.